Last night, we reached a momentous breakthrough in the Middle East, something that people said was never going to be done. We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace. And I think it's going to be a lasting peace, hopefully an everlasting peace. Peace in the Middle East. We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages, and they should be released on Monday or Tuesday. Getting them is a complicated process. I'd rather not tell you what they have to do to get them. There are places you don't want to be, but we are getting the hostages back on Monday or Tuesday, and that'll be a day of joy. I'm going to try and make a trip over. We're going to try and get over there, and we're working on the timing, the exact timing. We're going to go to Egypt, where we'll have a signing, an additional signing. We've already had a signing representing me, but we're going to have an official signing. And the amazing thing is all of the countries over there, from Qatar to Saudi Arabia to UAE to all of them, I mean, the rich ones, the less than rich ones, they've all come together, something which is amazing, actually. They've all come together for this, and they're really probably the best relationships they've ever had. So it's been really something incredible that nobody thought it was possible to get it done. And very importantly, the hostages are coming back. They consider them hostages. They talk about them as hostages, but there are approximately 28 dead people, mostly young, mostly men, but boys. I mean, boys. The one woman talked about her baby. Her baby's 25 years old, but, you know, to her, it's her baby. And we're bringing them home. We're getting everything. And to those parents, the dead young man is just as important as though this person were alive. It's amazing. I've never seen anything quite like it. I've been very much involved. I've never seen anything quite like it. But it's really peace in the Middle East. And you remember October 7th was terrible, but also from the Hamas standpoint, they probably lost 70,000 people. That's big retribution. That's big retribution. But at some point, that whole thing has to stop, and we're going to see to it. Gaza is going to be slowly redone. You have tremendous wealth in that part of the world by certain countries, and just a small part of that, what they make will do wonders for Gaza. And I think you're going to see some tremendous countries stepping up and putting up a lot of money and taking care of things.